Your point, your platform. The Frank Mitchell phone-in for you.
Let me speak to Chief Inspector Anthony McNally. Chief Inspector McNally, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. How much pressure is the PSNI under in the west of the city at the moment?
Certainly, Frank, I would say we're under no more pressure than what we ordinarily are. There have been a number of incidents which, over the past week or so, have made their way into the media. Those incidents, like all incidents, are under investigation by ourselves. You alluded to an incident Monday night in the Woodburn area. As you may know, there have been a number of incidents in that area really over the last sort of 6 to 9 months. However, what I would say is that they're very sporadic in nature. Unfortunately, there was a reoccurrence of that on Monday night, like you say. And again, as you've said yourself, we do believe that that was organised, whether that be via social media or other means. And it's very sad and tragic that our young people are looking to take to the streets in order to fight with one another. So therefore, from a policing perspective, whilst of course we have an important role to play in ensuring nobody gets hurt and keep people safe when these incidents make their way onto the street, what I would ask for is that certainly I would appeal to the parents and the local communities to make sure that they know where their young people are and very much do all they can to deter them from going out and get involved in such activities, because ultimately we know that there will be consequences, such as potentially young people entering the criminal justice system and how that can impact and shape their future lives. And that's not something any of us want to see.
There was a time, of course, when it was practically a peace wall there between Lenadoon and Suffolk, and that has now been removed. There seems to be a better relationship between the two communities. So is this just a sign of the times, a sign of social media, where kids just want to let off steam, or is there a more sinister element involved?
Well, certainly from a policing perspective, you're quite right. What I would say is that there's been fantastic progress made in the area. Community reps from both sides have been very visible in terms of trying to improve engagement and to have young people interact across whatever divide society may bring in the area. There's been lots of interventions put in place. PSNI have been heavily involved in those, working with our partners. And what we would ask for is that partnership approach continues. As I say, these are incidents, thankfully, are quite sporadic in nature. Unfortunately, though, when they do happen, they can escalate quite quickly, and we do see numbers like we saw on Monday night of 50 or 60 young people who take to the streets. And what I would also say is not all those young people are involved in violence. I mean, we know that when incidents happen, there are those that want to come out, want to watch and want to see. So actually the numbers involved tend to be significantly smaller than that. Of course, the perception to anyone looking on is that it does look like an unruly mob, and of course we can understand that. But actually what I would say is that these are sporadic in nature. There's lots of good work going on behind the scenes, which the PSNI ourselves are heavily involved in. And certainly it's something that we'll continue to drive forward over the forthcoming weeks and do all we can to deter any further such activity. But of course, whether it is, PSNI will react as we did on Monday night.
And that unrest, the incident didn't happen very far from where young Christopher Melly was attacked and killed. There seems to be a growing amount of disputes, arguments and violence in the west of the city.
I would certainly make the first thing I would say to that, Frank, is there's absolutely no connection between the incident on Monday night and anything that happened in respect of the tragic murder of Christopher Melly. There have been a number of incidents where young people gather in those areas, but what I would say is young people gather across Northern Ireland, but there has been, in respect and on the back of the tragic murder of Christopher, where there has been gather-ups of young people in the west of the city, it does, understandably, has attracted more attention. But what I would say is that, certainly from a policing perspective, in my experience, is that I don't see those as being any worse as anywhere else. Unfortunately, sometimes young people do gather up. There is a perception, and it is quite often a perception, that young people are up to no good, and we need to be very careful that we don't demonise the young people within our communities, and that actually that they do have appropriate places where they can go and gather and enjoy each other's company.
And at the other end of West Belfast, a public meeting tonight after the attack, the second attack in recent times on a pensioner, and on Monday here on the programme, so many of the people in the area were criticising the police. They feel the police don't take these thugs seriously enough.
Yeah, again, Frank, those incidents are under investigation. It's a very, very tragic incident. There's nothing worse. Any crime, of course, shouldn't be tolerated in society. But when it's against one of our elderly people who are some of our more vulnerable, particularly given the age of those involved. It's tragic to see, but what I can say is the police very much take any attack seriously, but particularly when it involves the elderly. Those investigations are ongoing, as you would expect. Again, the couple of incidents, and there have been only a couple, are not in any shape or fashion connected that we see. Actually, what I would say is that overall, progress again has been made significantly in the Lower Falls area. Looking at car crime, which has historically been an issue in that part of the city, we've seen over the last 4 months car crime reduced by 30% for the last 4 months compared to the first 4 months of the year. All of that work is going on through partnerships. Policing are working in partnership with political and community, and also through the Divis Intervention Project. So again, while there will be occasions where we take a number of steps backwards, what I can very much say is that we've taken a lot more steps forward, and PS&I will continue to work with communities and, of course, where crime happens, investigate that to the best of our ability.
And what do you say to the critics of the PS&I who believe that you turn a blind eye to who they describe as 10-pound touts?
Yeah, well, certainly, I mean, obviously that's not terminology that the PS&I would use. Obviously, if someone has or is suspected of committing a criminal offence, police will take action in terms of arrests. If we feel that there's evidence that supports a prosecution filed to the Public Prosecution Service, that's what we'll do. We take our responsibility very seriously. What I would say is that if any members of the community have information in respect of people that they believe to be involved in criminality, we very much welcome the opportunity that they bring that to us directly or via Crime Stoppers or in any shape or fashion through trusted community or political representatives. We are very keen to work with the community. We've built strong relationships in there. We want that to continue, and we don't want to see a step backwards. But it is, as I say, very much about a partnership approach. Policing is not the panacea to all of the issues. We very much, though, accept we have a big and important role to play, but we want that to be in partnership with the community and other statutory bodies.
But are you worried that that public meeting tonight will level criticism at the PSNI almost every bit as much as it will at the thugs who beat up the old ladies?
I am more than happy to speak to any of those involved in the rally. Indeed, we do work with some of those involved in it. If there is criticism of the PSNI, I am more than happy to have a conversation with those who feel the way it failed in order to explain our role and what we do. But of course, if there is learning for us as an organisation, we'll happily take it on board and learn from it. But as far as I'm concerned, in respect to the investigations, those remain ongoing, and the PS&I will continue to provide an excellent service in the lower West Belfast and wider West Belfast communities in order to keep people safe.
Okay, Chief Inspector McNally, thanks for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Get involved with the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Call us on 90 333 105. Text us on 07 66 105 105. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you've missed any of our interviews, go to u105.com/catch-up.